Hey guys, welcome back to our pilot episode of Point Blank Period. I'm your co-host, Matthew.
And my co-host, Casey.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Today we're talking about Avatar The Last Airbender. What are your thoughts and opinions?
I really like Avatar The Last Airbender.
I can tell.
I've made it my entire life. My whole entire existence is just a series of intense phases where I dedicate my entire life to a certain thing, and currently that thing is Avatar The Last Airbender.
I'm thinking of doing one of the season 3 episodes because they're more juicy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can we do the one where Zuko says, "That's rough, buddy"?
Wait, which one was that?
That's the one where the Boiling Rock part 1, I think that's it.
Oh. Wait, what happens in that episode again?
Oh, they like go and like try to save what's his name? Zuko? Zuko's dad. I can't believe I forgot his name. I'm sorry.
Anyway. They try to save Ozai?
No, save Zuko's dad.
Is it Sokka?
Oh, it is. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic, so it's fine.
Okay. Let's talk about one of the most important episodes, Sozin's Comet, Part 3, Into the Inferno.
It do be hot dough.
You know, lots of things happen in this episode, you know. Azula loses her mind, and then Aang confronts Ozai, you know, the Phoenix King.
Zuko wins.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Zuko?
Yeah, who do you ship him with?
Oh my god. This might sound a bit controversial, but I'm a Zuko Sokka shipper.
Oh no.
You know, he's way too dramatic to be, you know, strange.
Well, I think we all...
Sorry.
Is anybody in the show straight? I think Katara is the only one who's straight.
Katara and Aang, and they're like...
I know, they're the token straight to the group.
Yeah. Straight. Everyone else is up for
yeah.
up for debate. Okay, let's talk about Azula losing her marbles, you know?
Okay, well, I really think that she should have meditated more. I think that would have gotten rid of it, you know?
I mean... She doesn't really believe in meditation, though.
Well, that's part of her problem, is she never confronts her problems, you know? That's what makes her go insane. Because Azula's got mommy issues, and Zuko's got daddy issues, you know? And daddy issues turn you into a people pleaser, and mama issues turn you into a psycho!
Oh my god, one of the most iconic lines was like, "My own mother thought I was a monster." She was right, of course, but it's still her. You know, I think that was, despite the dramatic pretense, you know, it was quite funny.
I know, when they were... I actually really enjoyed the episode where they were all on Ember Island.
Yeah, Ember Island, bro. Ember Island episodes just hit different.
I know. I really liked it when they were... The play episode.
Ember Island players. I love that episode.
But when they told Zuko that his scar was on the wrong side of the face.
He got triggered. Like...
I think we all would be triggered.
I know.
I actually think that including that episode was, like, so genius on, like, the writer's part because it perfectly, like, summarizes everything.
I know. The way they, like, it was a recap episode, but the medium of, like, a play about the show is just so meta. It just...
Yeah. I think Azula is a lesbian icon, but we're just ready for that conversation.
I think Azula, personally, I think Azula, despite her efforts, I think she's, you know, asexual, you know?
I don't know, well...
You know, to her, you know, sex is only a method of manipulation.
Really?
I think, yeah, just another tool, but yeah.
Do you think Azula deserved better?
She was, I don't know, she was really trash to Zuko the entire season.
I know, like... Don't talk to my man Zuko ever again, you know?
I know. Okay. She hurt his feelings.
It's Zuko here.
It's Zuko. Homosexual cheerleader.
saw that, I was like, wait a second, is this real? It's a little bit late.
Yeah. The voice actor, I don't know his name, but, you know, it's very iconic.
It really is. Have you seen I'm a Cheerleader?
No.
Oh, it's good. You should watch it.
What other iconic episodes should we talk about?
What's the least favorite episode?
Oh, it's that one about where they're going through the canyon pass.
I don't like that one either. I feel like the vibes are just off, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really add anything to the plot other than they went from point A to point B, you know?
Yeah, it was like a filler.
Yeah, one of the few filler episodes.
I feel like some of the filler episodes are good, though.
Some of them are enjoyable, you know? It's a break from, like, the seriousness.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one episode where Sokka trips out on cactus juice?
I remember that.
I know.
That episode, they were in the... The Appa, that's where Appa goes missing.
Finding Appa, but like, compared to the episode before, the library, it was kind of underwhelming, you know?
I know, but that episode was a lot about like, Aang, and like how he is very tied to Appa, and like, his culture, even if it like, no longer really exists. Cause like, Appa is like, the only thing left from like, the Air Nomad.
Yeah.
He'd be moving and grooving. The episode where like they talk about like Appa's travels and stuff, like being
Appa's lost days.
It's so sad. Like, I couldn't.
You know, kind of mirrors. You know, the trafficking of exotic animals.
I know. We're really educated about you. We really be knowing. I really enjoy the episode where it's before the comet. The eclipse, not the comet. And, you know, Aang's really stressed out. And then Appa starts talking to him. And then, I also like when Momo goes missing before. Momo and, And also like Momo goes missing with Aang before the comet comes. And then.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks that Appa ate Momo and he like goes inside his mouth and gets like barfed out.
Okay, wait. What are your opinions on June?
June?
The, like, the sniffer lady.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't really have any opinions. What are your opinions?
I mean, she's an undisputed baddie, of course.
I think Uncle R was being a little bit creepy at times.
I mean, he is creepy, but, like, in, like, a nice old uncle way. Wait.
Did you watch the same episode?
Maybe, but you know, Uncle Iroh, you know, we stand.
You know, a lotus icon.
Oh my god, when you were a white lotus.
I know, he really.
Secret society.
Okay, I don't like King Bumi. I feel like he's kind of annoying at times.
He's kind of selfish, you know, being king of an earth.
I just rewatched the episode where he like makes Aang do all those like random like challenges and stuff, and it like really pissed me off. I was like, why he doing this? Like, he's the Avatar.
Bro,
like, why did you make him so nervous for nothing? Like, it just kind of made me upset.
Yeah, but what about Toph? You know,
oh, to see without my.
Oh my god, I saw this one TikTok where it's like, you know, Sokka and like Suki getting it on in a tent, and then Toph with her seismic vision. He's like, no.
No.
Oh, to say without my eyes.
The first time that you kissed me, how bliss by the time I cried. You built your walls around me. Sorry. What an awful sound.
On to our next character, Katara, you know.
Great icon.
You know, Katara, at every moment she gets, you know, my mom died.
Your village got wiped out? My mom died. Think again.
Yeah, I know. Your entire people got wiped out? Well, my mom died. You won't understand.
Your culture's gone? Well, my mom died.
In the episode of The Runaway, you know, when they start scamming, when they start gambling and they start scamming the gamblers, and when Katara, she like you know, let's turn in Toph for, like,
reward. Yeah, that was kind of stupid of her.
You know, when you win a Fire Nation, but you're like, hey, let's go get arrested. But then, you know, Combustion Man appears, and he's like, mm-mm, no.
I thought it was not. Sparky Sparky Boom something.
Sparky Sparky Boom Boom?
How do you feel about Prince Zuko?
For the first season, you know, he was the antagonist, but, like, in book three, he really blossomed into, you know, his redemption arc.
Feeling some type of way.
His what else? Oh, we haven't talked about Aang yet.
I feel like if your favorite character is Aang, like, you're boring, you know? Like,
you're amazing.
Like, Aang is cool. Like, I like Aang, don't get me wrong, but he's just kind of, like, really, like, Aang's just kind of doing his thing. But, okay, like, he's powerful, you know, and like how much he has grown along the seasons is like really impressive. And I think he was written is really good, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, you know, he has the most. In the beginning, he's, you know, he's just a kid, but then through character development, he's like, you know, guess I'm the Avatar.
I think how he balances his own beliefs and what must be done as the Avatar is like a really interesting dynamic.
You know, Avatar Kyoshi, you know, when he asked her about if he should kill the Fire Lord, she's like, no justice, no peace, love. And then literally everyone else was like, you know, gotta do it. But then Aang was like, you know, we don't kill people, you know, no matter how bad
we
they
don't
are.
Care, you're a vegetarian.
Oh my god. That one episode where, like, Katara and Sokka are, like, with his, not their dad, but their dad's friend. They're eating food, and Aang's like over in the corner, like, guys, I'm a vegetarian.
Icon. Yeah, people okay. Be like, who's your favorite vegetarian? And I don't know any vegetarians.
What other cool? Oh my god, the puppet master where Guitar learns bloodbending.
That was a little bit scary, you know.
Quite a doozy, if you ask me.
Such a coward.
She about to throw hands, literally.
I know. The blood do be bendy, though.
I know.
Fun and games until the blood starts to bend. What blood people are usually scared of on full moons? Werewolves and, like, secret mysteries. What you should be scared of on full moons? Waterbenders. I thought it was very interesting how they explored the dynamic that water can be just as destructive as fire. And fire can be just as constructive as water. Like, when you compare, like, the Sun Warrior episode to the puppet episode, it really kind of shows how it's more how you use things. Like, fire can be seen as destructive, but it also provides life and warmth. And, you know, they help those plants photosynthesize. And I think water is kind of something that we more closely associate it with life, but you can also destroy it. Like, I feel like the scene when, what's her name? Hama. Where she, like, takes the water right out of the flowers, and Katara's like, you know, girl, why did you do that? A good job of showing how destructive any element can be. And also it furthered the idea of how hurt people are by the Fire Nation, and how people won't realize the good in others because of something about themselves, which that idea is furthered in the episodes where Katara goes to find the person who killed her mother, and just Jet's whole character arc, you know?
Oh my god.
Jet.
What was your opinion on him? Personally, I kind of hated him.
Yeah, he was kind of annoying.
He was like, you know, I'm a good guy, but I'm gonna go, you know, flood a village in the name of justice. I'm like, bro. The episode in the Earth Kingdom, and, you know, he dies. How did you feel about that? Loki deserved it, you know.
Kind of annoying.
You know, when he was so willing to kill people, you know, got game ended himself when he tried to prove Zuko was a firebender.
Gosh, I know. All Uncle Iroh wanted was warm tea.
I know. You know, the Jasmine Dragon.
I would sell my soul to get tea from the Jasmine Dragon. Point blank.
That's on point blank, period. What other cool episodes on there?
Like, the Jasmine Dragon just got me feeling some type of way.
Uncle Iroh, you know, all he wants to do is settle down and have a tea shop.
Uncle Iroh is, like, the most influential character in, like, the whole series. Like, we basically have him to thank for everything. And I feel like sometimes he doesn't get credit where credit is due, you know?
I know. He connects with, like, almost every character,
you know?
And he,
like, does so much.
You know, he shows them the way that, you know, you gotta find your own destiny, bro.
You really do. Who's your favorite Avatar?
Oh my god, my favorite is Avatar Kyoshi, because she's a true baddie.
That's what I was gonna say. She got her Kyoshi warriors. Like, she didn't have... She would kill you if you got in her way. If you tried to mess with Peas, you were dead to her. Literally. Like, Avatar...
I know. You know, Avatar Roku and Emperor Zozin, you know.
Something going on, if you know what I mean.
I know. They're a little too close, if you ask me.
You need to watch out. That's their grandpa, you know, Zuko and Azula. Like, oh, have you heard the theory of how Ty Lee's an airbender?
Oh, yeah, how she was, like, how she, you know, her face shape, her eye color, and how, like, she
needs, I agree, you know.
I know, and I think they confirmed it as canon, but, like, I don't know, mayhaps, but it seems very, you know, the evidence is all there, you know.
It feels like something they would have, like, talked about in if there was a fourth season, or if there were more comic books.
Oh, the fourth season. I hear you have a lot of opinions on the fourth season. Oh my god, would you like to share?
I don't want you to get upset.
You know, it's all good.
I think there should have been a fourth season book air to tie up everything, you know?
You know, fourth season,
Oh my god,
live-action remake.
Looks so scary in the live-action remake. Like...
Oh, wait, I saw the clip. He was, like, less adorable, more... They try to go for, like, realism in a way, you know?
It's scary.
But, like, he is a sky bison,
sky
so,
bison
like...
Sky bison aren't scary.
Like, okay.
Do you think Appa's scary?
No.
Like, not supposed
well,
to
at
be.
Times.
Except when he roars, you know?
I know. He's kind of like a gentle giant, you know?
Louder.
We don't speak of Katy Perry's roar in this house.
I'm in my house, so...
Damn. You know, whatever. I think we've talked enough.
Bad.
Okay. It's okay. Bye, everybody. This has been Matthew and Casey with the podcast Point Blank Period.
Point Blank Period.
Bye.